loyal to heart before thine overthrow. It rained wheat of late, as thousands witness can, in Brotherton in Yorkshire, observed by many a man. The wonders of the Lord let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. It rained wheat, I say, a thing which we do want. Our sins is cause of our strife made all things scant. By divers honest men, by some of good renown, some of the wheat that filled that time was brought to London town. The wonders of the Lord let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. At Oxford too, likewise, before these wars began, it rained wheat, as is known, and many witness can. But what it doth presage, there's none but God can tell, or what shall happen unto us who in this island dwell. The wonders of the Lord let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. To rain down wheat on earth, the clouds in sunder break, and we without offense to God may this construction make, that when the time of death small food to us is given, those that do put their trust in God, they shall be fed from heaven. The wonders of the Lord let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. As God his people fled within the wilderness, the selfsame love he still doth bear when his are in distress. The widow's cruse of oil in times most perilous, unwasted did continue still, a thing most strange to us. The wonders of the Lord let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. The German made likewise to manifest God's power, her friends not able her to keep, preserved was by a flower. A death of things is now, and likely to be more. God's power hath been lately shown in helping of the poor. The wonders of the Lord let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in souls now and evermore. Our chronicles report, if it be understood, a little before a civil war, one day it rained blood. Hailstones as big as eggs, another time then fell, which did much hurt to country folks, our chronicles doth tell. The wonders of the Lord, let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. Within the firmament, two suns hath often been, and armed men presaging war, to scourge the world for sin. The sea did overflow, and man and beast did drown. A child within a cradle then, alive the people found. The wonders of the Lord, let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. When the Scotch and English jarred, about 8 years ago, the like did happen nottingly, as many people know. Strange apparitions too, of armed men did train, on Barkstone Moor, not far from thence, as many will maintain. The wonders of the Lord, let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. Old 88, methinks, should never be forgot, with many wonders of the Lord, likewise the powder plot. A thing first hatched in hell, by heaven brought to light, God helped us, as we may say, by his most powerful might. The wonders of the Lord, let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. Our king, when he was prince, and joined into Spain, it was a wonder that he did return so safe again. In time of bloody war, when thousands fell, we know, the Lord preserved our royal king wherever he did go. The wonders of the Lord, let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore. And since there's none hath power to do him any harm, God him defend against his foes with his outstretching hand. And let it be the prayer of all that love his grace, to send him home unto his own and to his royal place. The wonders of the Lord, let none forget therefore, but carefully bear them in mind, both now and evermore.